Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing Love Was in the Room, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Joy of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 13.
It was early in the morning, and a stillness filled the garden where he lay. Then the ground shook with power as the angels came and rolled the stone away. Then the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb. And the love of the Father came and filled every corner of
in the room, and new life was born where only death had been. Love was in the room, and death and hell would never reign again.
Holy Spirit came to touch my heart and roll the stone away. In the glory of the living God broke through to the darkness of the tomb. And the love of the Father came and filled every corner of
in the room, and new life was born where only death had been. Love was in the room, and death and hell would never reign again. Oh no, when the glory of the living God was filled with his beauty, and
was in the room. Love was in the room. Love was in the room.
Life. Those struggles, those paths of pain that you go through, those difficult places that you have to encounter, God's working His perfect plan and shining the light to refine you, to strengthen you, to build you up, and to make you the person that God wants you to be. He's working completeness in your life. He didn't just save you and say, okay, go now. Good luck. Hope you do all right. Oh, if you need anything, just call me. I've heard that story before. It always interests me when you go and these hospitals and these doctors and they do surgery on you. Now, if there's any problem, you just call me. Yeah. Yeah, just call me. Yeah. Like he's been put in Fort Knox and you can't even get to him. Amen. I mean, those receptionists and those people in the front offices, they stand there with bayonets between their teeth and M6. No, anyway. But, oh, watch it, Debbie. Amen. But you never can get them. I never understood that. But anyway, God does a complete work. If you don't believe that, read Philippians 1:6. Being confident in this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God creates, God looks, and what does God see? Hey, listen. What does God see when He sees you? Amen. He recreates and He works in our life. Praise God. He has come and made a difference. And let me wrap up today. One more point and I'm through. Because of Christ, you know, God can look on you today, isn't this awesome? And say, it is good. Amen. But the fifth point, in creation, God enables His work. God makes it so when He made what He's made, so it can function. So we function. How do we function, Pastor? We function in the Word and through the Spirit of the living God. You can't function by any other means. From the very beginning, I'm going to tell you, it's been the Word. As I pointed out to you, John 1, Genesis 1, they are dovetailed together. They go together, Old Testament, New Testament. John 1, 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the very spoken Word of God, guess what it did? I mean, God didn't sit up there with a box full of Play-Doh and try to make an earth. God just spoke it, breathed it, and it became. And let me tell you, the very spoken Word of God, God said, let there be, and there was. And the Bible shows us that God's holiness, He shows us our sinfulness, and He shows us our need of a Savior. And it's important today that you and I have a strong, biblical-based foundation today in the Word of God. If you are omitting the Word of God in your life, you're missing the point. Amen. I tell people every day, read the Word of God. Get through what you're going through with the Word of God. Amen. And so it's important that you have this and that you build your life on the Bible. Build your home on the Bible. If you're omitting the Bible, it's not going to work. So also today, you find the Word, but in Genesis 1 and 2, you find the Spirit of God. Remember, I pointed that out to you. God's Word brings order. God's Spirit brings life. God's Word brings order. God's Spirit brings life. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God moves on you. You now have the power of God working in your life. You couple that with this, and you couple that with the Spirit of God, and that works in your life. Look out, devil. You're armed and dangerous. You now have become a powerhouse for God. And today, now you can be that witness that God wants you to be. We today need a moving. Come on, church. We need a moving today in this sanctuary of the Spirit of God. We need a moving in this church. We need a moving within the confines. You know, we're looking at in our nation, we're looking at all the economic and the moral and the terrorists and all these components. And we're seeing the president going through the issues that he is facing and our entire government. It's just not him. It's all of us. But I'm going to tell you, it's not government that's going to change this nation. It's going to be the Spirit of God working in born-again, blood-washed Christians. And we need an old-fashioned moving of the Holy Ghost in churches today. We don't need hype. We need holiness. We don't need something that lasts a second, then it's gone. We need something, man, that comes in and it stays. It stirs you up. Bless God, it fires you up. I mean, you're excited about this God whom we serve. See, this is a God that wants to work this plan that to remove you from the darkness. And don't focus on everything that's happening in this world. Focus on the God who is still in control of this world. Amen. God doesn't make any mistakes. You say, but what are we going to do? We're going to keep doing what we've always done. We're going to trust God and put our faith and our confidence in Him. And when we get to that position and that place today, I'm going to tell you, we need that moving. Come on, church. We really need that moving of the Spirit of God. You need it in your home. You need it in your life. You need it in every part of your living. And so therefore, moving sinners into the place of salvation. Moving today, backsliders, back to God. Amen. I texted a fellow yesterday, and I really put some heavy language on him. But he needs to be in church. Need to get his life straightened out. Need to get away from the attractions of the world. Need to get back where God wanted him to be. Well, amazingly, he didn't answer my text. And he didn't show. But you think I'm going to give up on him? Because I know what God can do. And let me tell you what. He today can bring the backslidden back to a right relationship, but it's going to take a moving of the Spirit of God. Moving the burden from deliverance, moving the trouble to the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, moving our worship back to the place that we praise this great, marvelous, and mighty God. Moving! Are you hearing me, church? We're moving today. We need the moving of God. Amen. We need the moving of God in our life. We need the moving of God within today. Every one of you, here's an altar today. And God wants to move you today. You can stay like you are, or you can move to this altar. Call on the righteous God of creation. And be moved by the Spirit of God. And claim the power of the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I invite you. This is it. Come and experience the joy of the Creator. And friend, and let Him move on you right now. Let's stand. Let Him move on you right now. Let Him move on you right now. You don't have to wait until Joe fires up music to get you to an altar. There should be already a moving to the altars of God. A calling and desiring and saying, Lord, I come and I want you to move in my life. I ain't come with my plans. I've come for your plans. Oh, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, touch hearts and lives. Draw us today. Lord, touch hearts, touch lives, touch people. Draw us to this place that you have us to be. And move mightily upon us today as only you can. Have your way, Lord. You come. You come.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.